feeling like.
The 13th.
Spooky!
Yeah, I just realized that because I looked down at the date. I didn't even know.
It is June 13th. The year is 2025. Is it just me? Maybe it's because we point it out every time. I feel like there have been more Friday the 13ths recently.
Oh, I was thinking the opposite. I was thinking we never get them.
Oh. I feel like at least like three Friday the 13ths have occurred in the last calendar year. Yeah. That feels like a lot.
That might be right. I don't know. I haven't been. Speaking of things that don't make sense.
Yes. Good transition.
Bagels. Can we talk about them? Kira and I got bagels. It was one of our coworkers' birthday yesterday. And I have a complaint. Whoever's making bagels.
You're going to complain about free bagels?
Here's what I'm going to complain about. How come the bagel industry hasn't figured out that the bottom of the bagel is just as important? I am sick of slicing a bagel in half of my Asiago bagel and only having Asiago on the top half and the bottom half is just the stepsister.
Oh, that's a good point. I never thought about that.
It's like, what are we doing? We know we cut bagels the long way.
Right.
Is that the long way? You know what I'm saying?
We all know how we cut
hamburger.
Bagels.
We hamburger bagels.
So enough.
Why are we only putting the works, the sesames, the Asiago, the ches, on the top?
Yeah.
I'm furious.
It is. It's annoying. Well, you know what? So you eat your bagel. I love this conversation because I love talking bagels.
I knew you would.
You eat like one half and then the other?
Well.
Or do you eat it sandwich style?
So that's the thing. I feel like I'm almost forced to sandwich style so I get some Asiago. But no, I like to do side by side. You know what I really do? It's kind of psycho.
What psychotic. Do you really do?
I slice it like a normal person. And then when I have that half a bagel, I fold that in half like a pizza. but what I'm saying
it's
is.
It's just so unrelatable.
I just get through the bottom of the bagel just to celebrate the top. And it's just like, come on. Can we celebrate the bottom too?
It's true.
Can we get sesames and Asiago on the bottom?
I think that's why people who do eat it, you know, like the sandwich way, advocate to do it that way so they can have like a, you know, they can celebrate each bite.
Yeah.
But I like to eat half, you know, side by side. Like that's how I was raised to eat my bagels.
I'm starting a bagel movement.
It's a bagel movement.
Yeah. Let's get the bottoms of bagels great again. Let's make the bottoms of bagels great again. I'm making t-shirts.
Logan for president!
Bagga, baby, bagga!
Oh my God. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Well, this is fun. If you're just joining us, we were talking about how Lainey Wilson was like low-key complaining in an interview that her now fiance made her wait 4 years to get engaged and get that pretty little ring on her finger. So we want to one-up her, and we know that we can. We want to find the person in New Hampshire or Maine or Massachusetts that waited the absolute longest to get engaged. I'm talking decades. 603-749-0975. I know we can beat Lainey with the 4 years. That's not even that bad. Welcome to Kira and Logan in the morning. Who are we speaking with?
This is Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. So, how long were you left waiting for that pretty little ring on your finger?
6.5 years.
Okay, we've one-upped Lainey.
Okay, let's talk about it. At what point, Danielle, were you like, hey, is this going to happen?
So, we had lived together for 4 years.
Okay.
And we both had kids from a previous marriage.
Uh-huh.
And I literally said to him, I was like, I am tired of being your free babysitter and nanny and housekeeper. You put a ring on it or you start paying me and you can't afford me.
So that was after year, what, 4, 5, or 6?
That was 6.5. So at 7 years, finally, he did. When I said, you have 6 months.
Oh, you gave him the ultimatum.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. You can't afford me, honey. You can't afford me. So it'd be cheaper for you to get me a diamond.
You guys happily married ever since?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're still together 20 years later.
Oh, good. It was worth the wait.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Okay, awesome. Thanks for kicking us off. So we've one-upped Lainey already. That was easy.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Have a great day. You too. Bye-bye.
Can you one-up Danielle? Can you one-up 6.5 years? Did you wait longer than that? Don't be shy. Maybe you're still waiting.
Ugh.
Let's talk about that. Let's call out the man in question. Embarrass him
a
little
bit. And then let's call him. Let's get
And then let's call him. I love this. I love that energy. 603-749-0975. Did you wait longer than 6.5 years? Show me 7. Show me 7. 603-749-0975. Taking your calls on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. We were talking about our bell-bottom queen, Lainey Wilson. She said in a recent interview, you know, that her now fiancé made her wait 4 years. And I said, you know what? Our listeners can one-up her. There's absolutely a listener out there who has waited way longer than 4 years to get engaged. Like, times it by 4. So far we got Danielle. She's at 6.5 years. Mm. Can you one-up that? Do I see 7? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning.
Who's this?
Derek.
What's up, Derek?
How you doing?
Good.
How you doing?
How you doing? Where are you from?
Sandown.
Okay. How long did you leave your lady waiting for that pretty little ring?
Still waiting. And it's funny you guys are talking about this because yesterday was 10 years.
Holy smokes. Did she expect it yesterday, maybe?
No. Just another day like every other day. We're not in a rush.
Are you sure?
Is she in a rush, Derek?
No. She's not in a rush at all.
How old are you guys?
No, I'm 36. She's 41.
Okay, here's a question. There's really zero judgment coming from me whatsoever. One of my best friends is on like year 8 of a relationship waiting to propose. So no judgment, but I'm curious. What's up with the wait?
We had, other stuff. I think that we both feel that, you know, a wedding is a big deal, obviously.
Yeah.
A lot of money involved. And, I think we just like to spend our money on other stuff. We bought, like you guys, we bought a house, put a pool in, right?
Priorities.
Priorities.
Cannonball.
We're big Jeep people, so come on over. We're big Jeep people, so we ended up buying a bunch of Jeeps, building those, and
I love this guy.
And I just put our money in other places other than a wedding.
What's your beautiful, I was almost going to call her your bride, your other half's name?
Kim.
Kim, if you're listening, you're a cool lady.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you guys have built a great, big, beautiful life. And
Pools and Jeeps.
And pools and Jeeps. And who needs a piece of paper when you got a great life?
Yeah, you know, just a piece of paper and just a ring, you know, no big deal.
Love it. Well, hey, Derek, thanks for the call, man, and good luck when you do, if you do, because maybe you just never will.
Some people don't.
Right? Isn't it after 7 years, aren't you automatically together? Isn't that how it works?
It's a domestic partnership in the eyes of the state.
Well, at any rate, if you want to upgrade from the domestic partnership to an actual marriage, and you need us to help the proposal,
Or officiate?
Yeah, we are available.
Okay, all right. You'll be the first ones I call.
Thank you, Derek.
I'm going to hold you to that. Have a good day, man. Thanks for the call.
All right. Later, guys. Love you.
Can you one-up Derek? Did you make her wait longer than 10 years? I mean, Kim's still waiting, by the way. 603-749-0975 is our number. Number one for New Country. 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Logan and I made it our life's mission today to find the person in New Hampshire or Maine or Massachusetts who has waited the longest to get engaged. And right now we are standing at 11.5 years. 11.5 years. Do we see 12? Do we see 13? 603-749-0975 is our number if you can beat 11.5 years. Hello. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hi, this is Chris. From Rochester.
Hey, Chris.
Chris, yeah.
All right, Chris. How long you been waiting?
So it's not me. It was my mom.
Okay.
Her and my stepdad were together since I was about 5. I'm 30 now.
Whoa.
And he waited until the year he passed away, 5 years ago now. So she waited for her ring for 20 years.
Wow. Did they end up getting married?
They did. They got married in March before he passed. Unfortunately, you know, COVID and everything.
Oh.
He passed away the day after Christmas that year.
Oh,
wow.
This is terrible, but I'm so happy that they got the wedding in. That's such a like fulfilling end of story or end of life.
It's like an end of life, you know, celebration to celebrate all their happy years together. Obviously, they loved each other. Obviously, they were happy together.
They were very happy together, and they both had agreed that they wouldn't get married for the sole fact that their divorces were really messy and everything the first time.
Sure.
but he knew that he didn't have a whole lot of time and he didn't want to leave her with nothing because they weren't married and common law is not a thing in New Hampshire anymore. So,
wow.
What an amazing man.
He was really amazing.
I might cry. This is really touching.
Oh, don't cry.
It's just really powerful, you know?
It's always nice to share something about my stepdad. He was more of a dad than my birth dad.
Right. Sounds like he was a really special guy. Well, thanks for making us a part of your day. It means the world to us, and have a good rest of your day.
Of course, you guys too.
Bye.
It's the 97.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. So joining us in studio today, we have a very special guest. Don't be shy, girl. Get nice and close to that microphone. Get in there. You know, you've done this before.
I also have an associate's degree in broadcasting. So.
Wow, you're very dynamic.
I'm a little bit of everything. You never know what you'll get. Life is like a box of chocolates.
Okay, Forrest.
Welcome in, Santhi Russell.
Thanks for
having me. The newly crowned Miss New Hampshire. How does it feel?
Feels great. I mean, I've been working at this job for 7 years, and to finally be Miss New Hampshire, absolute dream come true.
So we'll get to more about your journey to the crown in a little
absolutely.
Bit, but when you walked in here, I apologize for the state of the studio, because sometimes it's like, you know, walking into Logan in my messy room, you know?
Yeah.
We're here for many hours every morning, and it can have dorm room vibes.
Yeah.
And you told me something interesting about you, which I feel like maybe other Miss New Hampshire title holders might not relate, that you have 3 boy roommates.
Yes.
What's that like?
It's honestly way less drama than when I had girl roommates.
I love it. She's rock.
Way less tidy than when I had girl roommates. The boys have been super duper supportive, and I think it's kind of a cool thing to have on their resume, like, I live with Miss New Hampshire.
I feel like this could be a sitcom, like almost like a spinoff of New Girl.
Yes. My life is kind of New Girl-ish. In that regard, that it's a house, so we all have our own rooms, obviously. It's fun. They're like brothers. They're awesome.
That's awesome. So talk to us about your journey to the crown, your talent, you know, what kind of sets you apart.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I think set me apart this year was I made my entire wardrobe. My mom and I sewed the entirety of my pageant wardrobe this year.
You crafty little thing.
And everybody else I have to assume is buying it.
Yes, okay. Generally.
Fast fashion.
I know, fast fashion, no. I don't think anybody's using that much fast fashion in the pageant industry, but we sewed my interview dress, my talent costume, and my evening gown, and being able to talk about that, I went on to secure the preliminary evening gown award and overall evening gown award. And I think that really helped me feel confident. Everything was made for me. I got to put in the hard work to kind of make it a reality, my dream dress. So I think the judges really saw that, and that was something really unique to me.
So when is Miss America for you?
We don't have confirmed dates yet. We believe it'll be late August, early September, kind of looking around the Labor Day mark.
And what are we going to do to win? What can we, Kira and I, do? What can New Hampshire do to help you become Miss America?
We want to back you 100%.
Absolutely. Well, book me for community events is number one. The on-the-job training of speaking to people regularly is an incredible opportunity to develop that skill set of being a brand ambassador as Miss America. The truth is, we've never had a Miss New Hampshire win Miss America, and this program has been around for over 100 years.
Until now.
I know. I think it's high time. But honestly, I think I'm going into it with a similar mindset that I did for Miss New Hampshire, that it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and it is not the goal of my life. I don't need to be Miss America to be happy, feel fulfilled, but I know I would do a phenomenal job. Mm-hmm. And I think it's New Hampshire's turn to have a Miss America and to make history like that. So, and I think I have a unique look, unique outlook on life, and the partnerships I could build between 4-H and Miss America. I've got a lot of really good action plans to market that at the national level.
So well spoken. I want to just like stop. Like, we should end there. It was so good.
Honestly, you're very impressive. And I know Logan and I are just meeting you for the first time today, but I mean, we really believe in you. And
thanks,
we're going to be so proud when you walk across that Miss America stage. We're going to say, that's our friend.
Oh my gosh. Oh, thank you guys. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. You know, Logan and I, of course, heard about your loss,
yes,
you know, days after being crowned, and it's unimaginable. And we're so, so sorry.
Thank you.
That you had to deal with that.
Thank you. You're still dealing with that.
Yep. And I just wanted to say that we're sending you all the love in the world.
Thank you. I appreciate it. For those listening who don't know, my boyfriend of 4 years passed away. There were moments where I was like, how can I possibly do this? I think he would want me to go on and just fight through it and do it. He would want me to be happy. So he texted me at one point when I was cheering Emily on at Miss America this year, and he said, "Babe, I believe that you could be Miss America." So I think he's got the best seat in the house.
Oh, I have chills.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Cynthia Russell, thank you so much for being in the studio with
us. Thanks so much for having me.
It's an honor to meet you today. You can follow Xanthi and her journey to Miss America on Instagram. Her handle is at Miss America NH. And stick around because Xanthi Logan for Can't Beat Logan. We'll test out her pop culture knowledge. That's coming up next on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Okay, that was fun. A little Can't Beat Kira action. Can't Beat Logan, excuse me, of course, is a flip of Friday. And for our next round of Can't Beat Logan, we will have a pair of tickets to see Dierks Bentley. We give those away at 7:35 on 97.5 WOKQ. Second date update is next. 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira and Logan in the morning, and it is time for a brand spanking new episode of Second Date Update brought to you by New England Furniture on Route 11 in Farmington. Shall we? Let's go.
So you went out on a date, and it felt really right. Should have locked that thing down. Now they're nowhere inside. Was it what you said? You were left on bread. It's not fair. It just ain't right. Yeah, you want a second. Kira and Logan are here to help you. That's right.
Hello, Frank.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning for Second Date Update. We're hoping that we can help you with Chloe. What's happening in that department?
Well, first of all, I love you guys.
A little too soon. No, I'm just kidding. We feel the same way. It's mutual.
Thank you, Frank.
Sorry, just fanboy. Anyway, I met Chloe on a dating app that caters to people with inks.
You say inks or kinks? You know,
kinks,
like kinky.
You know.
Okay.
And we immediately, I saw we had a lot in common right off the bat. We both identify as bisexuals. Our both of us last relationships were with members of the same sex. We both had pretty tough breakups, and, you know, we trauma bonded.
Love that.
Yeah, so she's just super easy to talk to, and I can be really open with her, and I just really adore her. So we met up for a date at this coffee shop in Portsmouth, and we walked around and, did a couple things afterwards. It was a super nice day. And we sat in Prescott Park and looked at the water and talked. It came out that I'm a foot guy, okay? And she was like, no way. And I was like, oh, man, guys are into, she said, I'd love her feet, you know, and they're really into her feet. And she's got big ones. And I was like, so can I see them?
You asked on the first date to see your feet?
Well, I mean, you know, yeah, it's sort of part of our culture. But they were right there. So she took her shoes off and showed me her feet, and they were beautiful. I was like, yeah, those are pretty nice.
You liked them?
I did. Nice. Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, got beautiful feet. You know, she was super, very proud of them, too. So she's like, yeah, and I knew you would like them, and so, I guess that was really, I really knew I liked her.
Yeah, once you saw the big toe knuckle you were in?
Well, she's got really long toes.
Love that. Finger-like.
Yeah. So, anyway, it was great. We hung out for a little bit longer, and we hugged and stuff, and afterwards, after a date, we were just texting casually back and forth about how the day was and just laughing about stuff, and then she sent me few feet ticks.
My God.
This
is a kid's show. I just want to put it out there.
Oh, kid friendly.
Feet, man.
No, no, I know. I just don't know where the pictures are leading to. That's all. Just a trigger warning.
That's it. The point is, it was really great. I really connected with her. I like her a lot. And I'm confused now because I felt like we were so aligned.
Yeah.
And I just honestly don't know what happened because she's not responding to me anymore. It's hard.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't have any follow-ups, Kira. I don't know about you.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
And I feel like we maybe got all the information that we need, at least on the Frank front.
Yeah.
And the best thing to do would be to bring Chloe in. And we're hoping that we can get a hold of her and get some answers and see what's going on. See if you can see those Tootsies again in real life.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, thank you. I'm nervous, but thank you so much.
Yeah, wipe the drool off your chin.
Those long finger toes are just a call away. So, good luck, Frank.
All right, thank you.
Second Date Update on number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. It is time for part two of Second Date Update. We did get a hold of Chloe, believe it or not. And she's on line eight here. Chloe, thank you for agreeing to come on the show and talk about your date with Frank.
No problem. I don't know how much you want me to say. I'm really not trying to embarrass Frank on the radio.
Oh, no. Why would you embarrass him?
Well, did he tell you he's a foot guy?
He did. Yeah, he did.
But he also said that you were snapping pics of your feet, so like sounds like you're a foot girl.
You a foot girl?
I thought I was. I mean, I've dated guys and girls in the past who have liked feet, and nothing was wrong with it.
Okay, so what happened? Where did he lose you?
Well, it was the level of like, I think he's kind of obsessed, and it was starting to freak me out, so I had to bail.
Okay, explain the obsessedness.
Okay, he started to request photos of my feet after the date, which is fine. Easy enough, right? Fired him off, wasn't surprised. But then started to get more strange.
Like what?
Okay, well, he says, okay, you have a dog, so can you send me a video of you petting your dog with your bare feet?
What?
Yeah, like really zoom in on the fur in between your toes.
Time out. Did you do it?
Yeah.
Okay. What was level two?
Going with it, and it got worse.
The dog? It did?
I had a feeling. What else? What else was there?
Okay, he asked me if I had any birthday cake.
Shut up.
And he wanted to see me crush up the cake, like with the frosting in between my toes, and he could come over and lick it off.
Chloe, did you do it? Did you send him a video of you doing that?
No, and okay. I told him, look, I don't have a cake, and I'm not about to go out and buy one.
Right.
Yeah. So that seems like a good answer.
He was like, okay, fair. Do you have any bugs in your house?
Bugs?
Yeah. Like, if I would just stomp on an ant with my bare foot, it would set him off.
What the f***?
And he was like, you know, you could wear a flip-flop if it'd make you more comfortable.
So did you?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to kill bugs with my bare feet for his pleasure.
Well, Chloe, we didn't tell you this, but Foot Guy Frank he's here with us. He's on the other line. Oh. He did hear what you said. I mean, none of this should come as a shock to him. He was there. He lived it. Would it be okay if we brought him in just so he could have some closure? He said that he adores you. He used that word.
Okay, I mean, if he's already here.
Metatarsal man, are you still there?
Chloe.
Hey, Frank.
More like Toey.
How are you going to do me dirty and kink shame me like that, girl? Because I was honest with you.
No, I really know. I just wasn't prepared.
You were the first one to send that foot pic to me. The first pic was from you, right? Okay, so I didn't even ask for that first one, right? Remember? So,
right.
You literally told me these feet miss you. What am I supposed to think? Like, you even got a pedicure. I could tell because I had seen them earlier.
These feet miss you?
Did you say that, Chloe?
Chloe, you kind of asking for it.
Yeah, I was just trying to be flirty. I didn't know how deep this was going to go.
Well, honestly, I was being flirty back.
Right. I'm not comfortable with it, and like, I'm allowed to feel that.
No doubt. I think this is a really important reminder for open communication when it comes to all things like kinky and sexual and flirty. Like, it's important to know, yes, you may be down for feet pics, but there's a line.
Right, and maybe you didn't even know where your line was, Chloe, but now you know.
Yeah.
Sure, but that does not give you an excuse to kink shame me or to shame me, because I don't think, Chloe, that you would appreciate me talking to people about your mask fetish.
Whoa, that's not cool, Frank.
You're getting down, okay? Like,
okay, that's not cool, Frank.
That's not my thing, and I don't judge you for it.
Frank, that's not something I want people to know, okay? You made me come on the radio.
This is not your doing.
Like, look, I don't think this is going to work out. Just do me a favor, delete all the videos I sent you and my number, okay?
Oh, no. Those videos are mine now. You sent them to me and I'll do what I want with them because...
What? That is so messed
that's
up,
what
Frank.
That's what happened.
Yeah, if you want to do a collab, we're at 97.5 on the gram.
No, you're going to be hearing from my lawyer. No.
Okay, Chloe, whatever. Whatever you say, go ahead.
It's safe to say there's no connection here. There's not going to be a second date. And you can watch those toes walk away for the last time, Frank. I think it's not a match. And now you know.
Not even the best feet I've seen anyway, Chloe, so screw you.
Ooh. Whoa.
My wife's got size 6, and we will do videos if needed for money, Frank.
Are you really pimping her feet out right now?
She would probably appreciate the extra coin.
Oh, man. Okay.
What is happening?
I'm just making some extra money on the side, Kira.
Okay, if you love Second Date Update on 97.5 WOKQ, and let's face it, who doesn't? We just want to remind you that every single day, Kira and Logan is published. Kira and Logan in the Morning is published in podcast form, so you can share them with a friend. Just search Kira and Logan in the Morning wherever you listen to podcasts on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ, with Kira and Logan in the Morning. Logan, I'm so jealous of your sweatpants.
Hey, listen, I did what I could. I texted you the other Friday, last Friday, I was wearing some sweatpants. Kira comes in and said, oh, it's PJ Day, why didn't you tell me?
Well, typically we declare it via text the night before.
And then I said, Kira, every Friday is PJ Day for me. I don't know if you've noticed, but every Friday I'm wearing, like, baggy shorts or sweats.
And apparently I didn't get the memo.
No, I texted you this morning and said I'm wearing sweats.
I know.
Were you already dressed?
I was already dressed.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Jean jacket and jeans. Good for you on a Friday.
And it's all digging. It's all digging. Yeah. It's not fun for me.
It's terrible.
Okay, so every Friday from here on out, we're being cozy. That's goes without... So we don't even have to talk about
baggy sweatpants, baggy shorts, baggy body, baby.
Baggy body. God. All right, so what's on your mind?
Riddle me this.
Okay.
Okay, let me back it up a little bit. I have friends coming over this weekend.
Fun.
A multitude of friends. Many friends. It's Bloody Market Square Day!
A Bloody Market Square Day!
It's like a holiday in Portsmouth. At any rate, my friends, the ones that are coming, they don't get to, they're very familiar with the area. So they love, like, Lexi's Burgers. They love Barrio.
They have their spots that they want to go to that they know they love.
Correct.
Yep.
Correct. And Barrio is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And as I wrapped up my tennis season, my tennis girlies got me a gift card to Barrio, a very large gift card
to
Barrio.
So generous.
It was so nice. It was like their thank you gift for me coaching. So it was really, really nice. But they gave me a big fat gift card to Barrio. And now I'm in a weird predicament. So I've narrowed it down to three options regarding friends going out to eat with gift card. And it's number one, don't go to the place that you have a gift card. You're going to be put in an uncomfortable position. Don't go.
Okay.
Number two, go to Barrio with that big fat gift card. And we'll say two other couples. But because I got the big fat gift card, I should treat everyone.
Yes.
Option number three, go to Barrio, but treat it as any other meal. I would accept Venmos, and now I'm getting cash from people, and I put all the food on my gift card, which feels wrong, but it's the same thing as it normally would be. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You feel like you're hoarding the gift card if you don't do that. If you don't use the gift card when you go out with your friends, then you feel, like, guilty about that because you have this big fat gift card and you could be treating your friends.
Correct. But also, like, I would never just treat my friends, you know, if we
but
go out to dinner.
But you don't usually have a big fat gift card.
Correct. Correct. So do you... Okay. I'm getting your vibe. You're saying because I have the gift card, I should buy everyone's dinner?
You need to be the Oprah of tacos.
Really?
You get a taco. Who wants pitchers of margaritas? Are we doing margaritas?
Just because I think, but the gift card is like cash.
Right.
I'm playing devil's advocate because I also think that that's probably what I'm supposed to do is treat everyone. But
Logan,
I'm playing devil's advocate for myself.
You're never going to use, like, it's going to take you so long to use this whole gift card. You don't think so?
No.
For you and, if you and Missy
that's
just
true,
went out.
Missy doesn't drink.
That's what I'm saying. It will take you years.
Yeah.
Is it burning a hole in your pocket?
Right. So you're saying that I should treat everyone to a meal.
Be the hero.
Interesting. And then say, wow. Okay.
Don't you think?
I don't know. Yeah. So the truth is I'm bringing this up because obviously deep down I do think that's what I'm supposed to do.
Right. But you don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it because I lose out on, I'll say it, $200. You know what I mean? Because like if that gift card is equivalent to cash. In any other situation, I go out with friends and everybody puts down their credit card or everybody, I put down my credit card and everyone Venmos me or hands me their portion of cash. So why would it be different? Again, I'm playing devil's advocate just because I obviously don't want to treat
six people to a dinner.
Sure, sure. I'm hearing you don't want to treat six people to a dinner, so you shouldn't do that. You should steer them away. Barrio's not even that good anymore, guys.
It's so good. I love El Jefe.
Well, now you have to act a little bit. Guys, Barrio's really falling off. I think we should go somewhere. Why don't you guys try somewhere new? There's so many places you haven't tried.
Interesting. So try to avoid that.
Yeah, if you're going to be selfish, which it sounds like you are.
No, whatever. I just wanted to know if I should or shouldn't. Good to know. You think I should treat everyone? That was my knee-jerk reaction anyway.
I do. So number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. You eager beavers started to call at the very mention of Dirk's Bentley tickets.
Call now. Go, go, go.
It wasn't time then, but it's time now.
Go.
603-749-0975 is our number if you want those Dirk's Bentley tickets, baby. We are playing Can't Beat Logan for these bad boys. I don't want to deter anyone from calling, but I'm feeling a little feisty today. I have a Feisty Friday question. That is, how do I say?
Rude?
Not safe for work.
Really?
Kind of.
Very fun.
Yeah, so I don't know if you have kids in the car. But if you have kids in the car, I have a backup question. So anyone is welcome to call. 603-749-0975.
We're splitting dessert on a Friday.
We're splitting dessert. It's the best day of the week to do it, if you ask me. 603-749-0975. Dirk's Bentley tickets up for grabs. We're playing in less than 10 on 97.5 WOKQ. Hey!
Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Joy to the world?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. We're going to have to make some adjustments. You sound like you're in a windstorm. Are we on speaker?
Yeah, my window was open. Oh. I'm driving.
Well, it is a nice day, so I don't blame you for a second, Joy. How's the Friday?
Friday is well.
So this is a flip it fry.
Yay.
And you got to kick Logan out of here. Can you and will you do it?
Logan, yes. Get out of here.
Joy, you got it.
Things are weird. Okay, Joy, are you ready to get to business?
Yes, I'm going to try hard as I can.
All right, question number one. Miss Rachel, you know her from YouTube. She's a kids performer. Her husband is very involved in her videos. He even voices the voice of the beloved puppet, Herbie. What is his name? It's multiple choice. Is he Mr. Aaron, Mr. Tanner, or Mr. Rogers?
I know it's not Mr. Rogers. It's got to be the first guy.
Are you going with Mr. Aaron?
Yes.
Very good. Question number two, Joy. Tim Allen is celebrating a birthday today, best known as Tim the Tool Man Taylor on Home Improvement. Also, he's the voice of Buzz Lightyear and Santa in the Santa Claus. How old is Timmy Boy turning today? We will give you a 3-year buffer.
Okay, I believe he's 67.
Okay, we're going to lock that in. We'll find out. And Joy, it is a Feisty Friday, so I have a little bit of a not safe for work question. Are you comfortable with this?
Sure.
What is a piercing on the part of the male anatomy called? Is it a septum piercing, dolphin bites, or a Prince Albert?
A Prince Albert.
You answered that pretty quickly, Joy.
Yeah. It's not on his bum, I know that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm waving Logan back in. We gotta lock it up. We don't want to give anything away.
Okay.
He's back.
I saw a lot of laughter.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Well, Joy is surprised. She surprised me. She's a surprising one.
Okay.
Question number one, Logan.
Sure.
Miss Rachel's husband is very involved in her YouTube videos. He even voices the beloved puppet character, Herbie. Mm. Love Herbie. So good at brushing his teeth. What's his name, Miss Rachel's husband?
This is crazy.
It's multiple choice, so watch your tone. Mr. Aaron, Mr. Tanner, or Mr. Rogers?
I like Mr. Aaron.
You like Mr. Aaron?
Yeah. Tanner sounds like a name that's popular nowadays. Hmm. Tanner and Rachel. Aaron and Rachel. Tanner. We're going to stick with Mr. Aaron.
Okay. Logan went with his gut, which was weird to watch. Mr. Aaron is what Logan said. Mr. Aaron is what Joy said. It is Mr. Aaron.
Let's go.
Yeah. Good job, you guys.
Yeah.
Good job, Joy. You too, Logan.
Tim Allen is celebrating a birthday today. He is best known as Tim the Toolman Taylor, the voice of Buzz Lightyear, Santa, in the Santa Claus. How old is Timmy Boy turning today? We will give you a 3-year buffer.
He's up there. He's up there.
Oh, come on. You're just a baby.
Well, yeah, you're just a fetus.
Okay, everyone. I want to say like 58, but I don't even want to go older, like 62.
62. Logan said 62. Joy said 67. And unfortunately, she was closer. He's 71.
Ah.
No points for either.
No points for either.
Sorry about it.
Oh, man.
Are you ready for a Feisty Friday
Let's
question?
Go. Let's go. I'm just a fetus. Careful.
What is the piercing on the part of the male anatomy called?
Prince Albert.
You don't need the multiple choice. Even more concerning than Joy, who answered it right away.
Do you want to see one?
No, I don't. Oh, she likes that.
Joy wants to see it.
Yeah, she likes that. Okay, Prince Albert is correct. So, it looks like a tied ball game. 2 for Logan, 2 for Joy. Joy, you still have to say that phrase, oh shame.
I'm Joy from Rochester, and I can't beat Logan, even though I tried.
You tried so hard. You fought the good fight. You knew Prince Albert right away, and you're going to see Dierks Bentley.
Yeehaw!
Make sure to ask him about his Prince Albert. Just kidding. Thank you for playing Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ. God, I love that shaboozy. That is good news. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. We are going to revisit Logan's gift card dilemma that we were discussing earlier in the show because it has yet to be resolved.
True.
Do you want to catch the people up who didn't hear it?
Yes. I got a big fat gift card from my tennis team. Shout out to the girls at over at Dover Tennis, and I'm sure their parents. Got me a very big gift card to Barrio, one of our favorite spots in Portsmouth. And I've a bunch of friends coming over for Bloody Market Square Day this weekend.
Oh, Bloody Market Square
Day. I love it in Portsmouth. It's so much fun. And the friends that are coming, they love Barrio. And I know that they're going to likely want to go and grab tacos and marks because seriously, they love it. And I said to Kira earlier in the show, what do I do with this gift card? Do I have to treat everyone because I have a big fat gift card? Or can I use it as like cash? Like, can I put everyone's meal on the gift card and then say, okay, everyone send me your cash or send me your Venmo? That kind of feels grimy.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't really know what I need to do with it.
And I feel like Logan should be, this is his opportunity to be a hero, the Oprah of tacos. I mean, it's rare that you have this big fat gift card. It would take you so long for you and Missy to spend, especially because she's not a drinker.
I know.
Do you need this gift card for the course of 3 years
well,
or
is
do you want to be a hero?
It is mine.
Well, what do you think Logan should do? Do you think he should be a little selfish and just hoard the gift card, not even tell anyone he has it? That's also an option that you didn't mention. It's an option.
It is an option.
You'd feel too guilty, too good of a guy. 603-749-0975. What should young Logan do? Mike, what do you think about this gift card stitch?
I normally don't agree with Logan on things, but today I'm going to.
Okay.
The gift card was a gift to him because they appreciated him. You know, that should be used for him. That's his thing. And if he wants to do the Venmo thing with a gift card, I don't see a problem with that. I mean, he would put it on his normal credit card, so treat the Venmo as a credit card.
Treat the gift card as a credit card. I see what you're saying.
Because why should you lose out on the benefit? Your girls treated you because you were special to them.
Oh, that's very true.
Thanks for saying that.
And that's taken away from their moment for you.
Yeah, they didn't want to buy, you know, all your friends tacos. They wanted to buy you tacos. That's a good point I didn't think of.
I don't want to benefit in cash. I feel guilty doing that. Right. I don't want to and feel wrong wasting their right. gift on me, on other people. But I also feel right. wrong collecting cash.
Turning a profit
yeah.
from it. That feels dirty.
They both feel dirty.
Well, it really isn't a profit. You're spending the same amount of currency as you would if you were spending cash.
But these are Barrio bucks.
That's a good point, Mike. Right. Mike, thanks for chiming in and coming to my defense. I don't know what my defense is, but thanks for coming to my defense and saying I should collect some.
It was something that was special for you. If you want to share it with your spouse, that's different. But I mean, because you got a benefit from that too.
All right, Mike, be good, pal.
All right.
Okay, what do you think Logan should do? Should he hoard the gift card and not even mention that he has it? Should he use it but have people Venmo for their portion of it, treat it like it is a credit card? Or should he just be the Oprah of tacos and margaritas and throw down that gift card and be a bloody hero
on Bloody Market Square Day?
Doesn't that one feel the most victorious? I feel like it does. I don't know. 603-749-0975. Maybe I'm just hoping I benefit from Logan's gift card on Bloody Market Square Day. That could be it. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Logan is dealing with a bit of a gift card dilemma. So he received a very generous gift card to Barrio in Portsmouth from his girls that he coached on the Dover High School tennis team. And he's got some pals coming to visit this weekend for Bloody Market Square Day. And they're going to want to go to Barrio. They always want to go to Barrio because they don't live around here, and Barrio is the best, obviously. So, Logan is faced with a dilemma. Does he throw down that big old gift card and be a hero of the lunch?
Margaritas and El Jefe's on me, baby.
Treat everyone to their lunch? Or does he just pay for his portion? Feels a little tricky. Or does he hoard the gift card? Not even mention that he hasn't. Save it for a time where it's just he and Missy. It is just for him. What the heck is a guy to do? 603-749-0975. If you have any solution for Logan. Hello, Sarah. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. How's the day?
It's going great.
I'm glad to hear this. So what should Logan do with his big fat gift card?
I think the best thing to do is, I don't know how big the gift card is, but he could always just say to the waitress, like, hey, take $50 off this gift card, and then the receipt will come and everyone else can just split it.
It's a good suggestion. I have thought about that, Sarah. It's just, would it be weird to be at a table knowing someone has a $200 gift card?
Well, they don't need to know that, right?
No.
Well,
if they hear me say, can you just take $50 off this gift card? They're going to be like, what the heck? You got a gift card, boy?
Usually you can just, like, when the waitress walks away, you can just, like, go right up to her if you don't want to do it in front of anyone.
Yeah, pretend you have to go to the bathroom, then flag down the waitress and be like, hey, could you just put 50 on my gift card?
The other thing that I was thinking about, and tell me what you guys think about this, is to kind of own it and be like, hey, guys, we're going to go to Barrio. I'm happy to pay for all of the appetizers, like, in, you know, because when you get appetizers like chips and queso and all the other
it adds up.
And people don't know where to put it. Like, it has to go. You can't split an appetizer six ways, you know.
Right.
So I was thinking about just owning it and being like, I'll take all the appetizers, put them all on our card, and then treat it as normal.
Yeah, you're still a giver. You're still generous.
Yeah, that makes sense, too.
There's so many options. What is the right choice?
What would you, Kira, if you were out with me and another couple and you knew I had a $200+ gift card.
How much is it? Is it $300? What the hell?
No, it's $250.
$250. Oh, my God.
$250. So if you knew that I had a $250 gift card to the restaurant we were sitting in and I wasn't sharing, would you be a little bitter? Tell me the truth.
No, honestly, it is yours to use how you want. Like, all jokes aside.
Okay.
You know, and I would respect that. You don't have to treat me with the gift card you got, you know, working hard, coaching girls tennis.
Okay.
I would use it as cash. I mean, that's how I look at it. I wouldn't be like, oh, you have all this cash.
Well, screw it.
Like,
I'm going to sell the gift card. Sarah, I'll sell you a $250 gift card for $200 cash.
I do like tacos and margaritas.
Oh, my God. This really took a turn. Sarah, thank you for making
really
time for us
that.
Today.
Hey, thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Bye, lady.
Bye.
Okay, we are a wee bit early here on 97.5 WOKQ for that Morgan Wallen contest code, but we're going to give it now and most likely repeat it later because that's how we do boo-boo. Here we go.
I am Morgan Wallen.
519, right into it. It is 519-519, the Morgan Wallen contest code that you need. 519.
He said 519, so get your app out and good luck. From 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Kira and Logan in the morning. Those are our names. Did you miss that Morgan Wallen contest code?
519.
519.
Yeah, that's it.
We gave it a minute early.
Good. I'm feeling good today. It's Friday. Let's say it like six more times. 519, your turn.
519.
519.
519.
I've won nine. All right, we're done.
Okay. We were just talking about Logan's gift card dilemma. If you don't know what we are referring to, he got a big fat gift card from the Dover High School tennis team after, you know, a successful first season of coaching. It was very generous. And now he has a group of pals coming to visit for Bloody Market Square Day, and they're going to want to go to Barrio. They always do because they don't live around here, and Barrio's the best. So Logan is faced with a dilemma. Is he kind of, you know, forced to use this big fat gift card and be the hero of lunch and treat all his friends to tacos and margaritas? Or does he not mention he has the gift card and kind of save it for just he and Missy? Or, I mean, there's a million other options. What's a guy to do with this gift
what
card?
What is a guy to do?
603-749-0975. That's our number if you have any suggestions. Hello. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who are we speaking with?
This is Bud Light Bill. How you doing?
Bud Latte Billy Boy.
Do you know Bud Latte Bill?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I like his energy.
Nice to meet you. Welcome to the show. What are your thoughts?
Well, thank you. So my input on Logan's dilemma is, one, definitely do not put it down and take cash back. That's a little skanky.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So either use it for you and Missy and or other family members, or turn it right back around and take the girls from the tennis team out for lunch, or maybe the senior girls, or take some of those out. Since that's where it came from, give it right back on a celebration.
Wow.
That is a good idea.
It's very wholesome.
That is a good idea.
He is done with the season, though. Those girls already forgot his name.
Correct. They already graduated. Like school's over. School's out for summer, baby.
Right. They don't want to see loser. I mean, you know, they're all friends.
Knock it off. But it's not a bad idea, because I could hold on to it and use it next year. There are times, like after away matches, that the team goes out to dinner.
And you can use it for team bonding.
That way you're the hero, but you're giving back to the organization that it came from.
Yeah, wow. You know, I think it's going to be tough for you, Logan, to have the self-control all summer to not spend the Barrio gift card. So why don't you just give it to your friend Kira? I'll hold on to it for you until next season.
Hey, Bud Latte Bill, how many Bud Lights do you think you and I could crush with this gift card? Get Kira out of this picture.
Well, depends if I'm driving or not, but we could definitely do some damage.
Kira, you're out. Bill's in.
Bill, I was just trying to help.
Thanks for the call, Bill. Be good, buddy.
Yeah, and Logan in the morning.
You know, whenever you say that, I always think of a song. We are the world. We are the children. You know that one?
It's
25 for Haiti.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a good song. It's not really what I think of every time I say it.
When you go, we are Kira and Logan in the morning, I just want to go, we are the world.
I always think, we are UMass, because that's what we used to say.
Right.
Anyways.
we digress.
But we are here to talk to you this morning about Logan's gift card dilemma. So if you're just joining us, I feel like I've said the scenario a lot of times, but basically, Logan received a very generous gift card to Barrio from the tennis team over at Dover High School that he coached this season. And he knows that he's going to be eating at Barrio this weekend. He has some pals visiting, and they love Barrio, so they'll be going there. And Logan's kind of wondering, is he forced to use this big fat gift card and treat his friends? Does he use just some of it and cover P and Missy's portion of the program? Does he hoard the gift card entirely? Save it for just a time he and Missy goes out. What's a guy to do? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
This is April. So I'm calling to give Logan the solution to his gift card problem.
Sure.
That's great.
So after work today, Logan, take that hella gift card that you got down to Barrio and use it to buy several smaller gift cards, and then just bring only one of those smaller gift cards with your friends.
Holy smokes, this is epic.
What a great idea.
There's no other solution. That is brilliant. I'll do $50 gift cards, because I'll spend $50 like that, and then I'll probably have to spend some on my credit card anyway.
Yeah.
The only thing is, and this shouldn't deter you.
What?
But the whoever has to do this transaction is going to roll their eyes. They're going to be like, really? You're going to buy a gift card? Little gift cards with this big gift card? This feels annoying.
Yeah, whatever.
I know. You can get past that.
Or you know what I could do, April and Kira? I could meet in the middle. What I'll do is I'll say, can I get just a separate $50 gift card taken off of this big one?
Yes.
There it is.
Yeah, you could do that.
Then
yeah,
I got one big gift card for me and Missy, a celebration. Shout out to the ladies and the tennis team. And then I got a smaller gift card that I'll go out and spend with pals this weekend.
That feels good. That feels right.
April, you're my girl.
Give it up for April.
Yeah, April, great job. Great job. Wow.
Somebody came to work today.
Somebody's actually using their head.
Evil genius.
Seriously, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
She says evil genius. Mwah.
Mwah. Thanks for calling 97.5 WOKQ.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so the moral of the story is...
Well, I'm not going to Barrio.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding. I don't know. Yeah. I loved what April said. That's what I'm doing.
I know. It is an extra step for you. It's an extra errand for you.
Don't care. It's going to be not terrible out today. I'll moped downtown and do exactly what April said.
Okay, perfect. And ladies of the Dover High School tennis team, or more importantly, their parents, next year, if you want to give Logan something, just make sure you give him five little $50 gift cards so he doesn't have to deal with it.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Do not make me sound ungrateful. I am so grateful for this generous gift.
I'm just saying. It's been really tormenting his soul. He's
Watch
been really
your tongue.
Worried
Watch
about
your tongue.
It.
Go into commercials.
Okay, yes. Here we go. 97.5 WOKQ. We're talking about bagels next.
Wake up in the morning feeling like
the 13th.
Spooky!
Yeah, I just realized that because I looked down at the date. I didn't even know.
It is June 13th. The year is 2025. Is it just me? Maybe it's because we point it out every time. I feel like there have been more Friday the 13th recently.
Oh, I was thinking the opposite. I was thinking we never get them.
Oh. I feel like at least like three Friday the 13ths have occurred in the last calendar year. That feels like a lot.
That might be right. I don't know. Yeah. I haven't been. Speaking of things that don't make sense.
Yes. Good transition.
Bagels. Can we talk about them? Kira and I got bagels. It was one of our coworkers' birthday yesterday, and I have a complaint. Whoever's making bagels.
You're going to complain about free bagels?
Here's what I'm going to complain about. How come the bagel industry hasn't figured out that the bottom of the bagel is just as important? I am sick of slicing a bagel in half of my Asiago bagel and only having Asiago on the top half, and the bottom half is just the stepsister.
Oh, that's a good point. I never thought about that.
It's like, what are we doing? We know we cut bagels the long way.
Right.
Is that the long way? You know what I'm saying.
We all know how we cut
hamburger.
Bagels.
We hamburger bagels.
So enough.
Why are we only putting the works, the sesames, the Asiago, the cheese on the top?
Yeah.
I'm furious.
It is. It's annoying. Well, you know what? So you eat your bagel. I love this conversation because I love talking bagels.
I knew you would.
You eat like one half and then the other?
Well.
Or do you eat it sandwich style?
So that's the thing. I feel like I'm almost forced to sandwich style so I get some Asiago. But no, I like to do side by side. You know what I really do? It's kind of psycho.
What psychotic. Do you really do?
I slice it like a normal person. And then when I have that half a bagel, I fold that in half like a pizza. but what I'm saying
it's
is.
It's just so unrelatable.
I just get through the bottom of the bagel just to celebrate the top. And it's just like, come on. Can we celebrate the bottom, too?
It's true.
Can we get sesames and Asiago on the bottom?
I think that's why people who do eat it, you know, like the sandwich way, advocate to do it that way so they can have like a, you know, they can celebrate each bite.
Yeah.
But I like to eat half, you know, side by side. Like, that's how I was raised to eat my bagels.
I'm starting a bagel movement.
It's a bagel movement.
Yeah, let's get the bottoms of bagels great again. Let's make the bottoms of bagels great again. I'm making t-shirts.
Logan for president!
Bagga, baby, bagga!
Oh, my God. Luke Bryan. Country song came on. The song of summer. I'm declaring it now.
I know. You've been saying that.
I feel that way.
I don't agree.
What do you have against that song?
I don't have anything against the song.
Sounds like you do.
No. You know what it is? You've said it so many times that I eventually it was like, all right, I got to speak up. Is it the song of the summer?
What's the song of the summer then?
I haven't declared one.
Okay.
When do I get to? Next week. Let's do. This is a good topic. As of now, what is the song of the summer?
Okay.
That's a fun topic.
And we'll have the listeners weigh in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, then that's set. We'll do it Monday.
That's a good idea.
Look at us planning our show live on the show.
That's how we do it.
This is so productive. I don't think I said this yet. We are number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ, and we are...
The world.
Kira and Logan in the morning. It's time for compliments, double downs, and apologies, brought to you by Merchants Auto in Hooksett, New Hampshire. For me, it felt like a no-brainer today of who I would compliment. We got so many calls, so many suggestions. People are really invested in Logan's gift card dilemma. He had this big fat gift card to Barrio that he got from the tennis team that he coached. And he has all these friends coming to visit, and they always go to Barrio, especially for a Bloody Market Square Day. And he was wondering, is he compelled to use the entire gift card and treat all his friends, or just use it for he and Missy? Like, he's like, what do I do? April... She decided to come to work today.
She's the goat. She's the goat.
She's using the old noodle. Listen to her suggestion. So this is the beginning of the call. She introduces herself.
This is April. So I'm calling to give Logan the solution to his gift card problem.
Sure.
That's great.
So after work today, Logan, take that hella gift card that you got down to Barrio and use it to buy several smaller gift cards, and then just bring only one of those smaller gift cards with you with your friends.
Snaps to April. She is the voice of reason on our morning show today. And not to say that we got a lot of calls, not to say that they weren't all great suggestions, but I feel like that one really made a lot of sense and would make your life a lot easier. So thank you, April, for calling.
Heck yeah, thanks, April.
What do you have, Logs?
I am doubling down from the thing that I said, I can't speak. The very first thing I said this morning.
Oh, bagga?
Bagga, baby. Bagga! Bagga!
Bagga!
Right. We gotta make bagels great again. And by great again, I mean great for the first time. Because I'm sick of the toppings. An Asiago has the cheese on top of the bagel. A sesame bagel has sesame seeds just on top of the bagel. Everything's on the top half. And we cut bagels the sideways way.
Obviously.
And so the bottom half, there's nothing. There's like, it's
just boring.
Yeah, it's a plain bagel on the bottom.
It is.
On the sesame, on an everything, on an Asiago.
We don't want plain.
I don't know what a blueberry bagel's like. I don't know if there's top and bottoms in the blueberry. But all I'm saying is the top and the bottom of the bagel should be created equal. There should be sesame seeds in the bottom of the bagel. There should be cheese in the Asiago on the bottom of the bagel. I want to make bagels great again. And I rest my case.
He said what he said.
I'm about to go into a committee.
Are you?
I gotta stand up for bagels.
I think this is a cause we can all get behind.
You know what? You know how New York is like bagel country?
Yes, I do.
Can you know that? Can you imagine if New Hampshire started this? Like New Hampshire bagel shops all pooled together and they were like, hey, we're gonna put the cheese on both sides. We're gonna put the sesames on both sides. New Hampshire could take over as the new bagel capital of the world.
We are going to be the change you want to see in your bagels. And it started here on this morning show here in the Granite State.
Hashtag bagga.
Bagga, baby, bagga! All right, on that note, we out. Ginny Rogers is up next. So is 30 Minutes of New Country on 97.5 WOKQ. Logan and I will be back on Monday to chat with you live, but all weekend long, don't you forget it. Who loves you?
We do.